This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized adopting a lifestyle which is conscious and sensitive towards the environment. The president stated this while inaugurating a National Conference on Environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday, organized by the National Green Tribunal. She said that it is our moral responsibility to provide a legacy of a clean environment to the coming generations. The president mentioned that balancing a clean environment and modern development is both an opportunity and a challenge. On the occasion, Supreme Court Judge Justice Vikram Nath emphasized that government policies must encourage green technologies and industries be mindful of their environmental footprint. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said that our young minds should be encouraged to provide solutions to problems through the use of science and technology. Speaking at the National Science Day 2025 and the inauguration of Digital Planetarium at Nehru Tura campus yesterday, the Chief Minister said posing a challenge to our youth to come up with solutions to different problems will enable them to come up with ideas that will prove beneficial to the society. Citing an instance of a problem related to education, he said, if the youth are encouraged to study the problem, they may come up with a solution which will benefit our farmers. He said that science and mathematics competitions should be held with increased prize money, which will motivate our younger generation. Later, he visited the Digital Planetarium at Nehru Tura campus and inaugurated the newly constructed project in the presence of Assembly Speaker Thomas Isangma and other dignitaries. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that maximum temperature is likely to increase, and it is said there is an increased likelihood of heat illness symptoms in people who are either exposed to sun for a prolonged period or doing heavy work. Hot and humid weather conditions are very likely to prevail in isolated pockets in Assam and Tripura till Monday. There is high health concern for vulnerable people like infants, elderly and people with chronic diseases. People have been advised to avoid heat exposure, keep cool and avoid dehydration. They have been advised to wear lightweight cotton clothes and keep their head covered. The 9-day-long Chaitra Navaratri festival began today with the morning aarti at temples across the country. Navaratri is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her 9 avatars. The 9-day-long festival concludes on Ram Navami, which marks the birthday of Lord Ram. The festival is celebrated with great devotion with rituals and prayers honoring the goddess in her various forms. Northeast United Football Club and Jamshedpur Football Club will face each other in a playoff match for a place in the India Super League semi-finals in Shillong at 7:30 p.m. today. Northeast United finished fourth in the league standings with 38 points and Jamshedpur ended up at fifth. Teams finishing between third and sixth feature in a single leg knockout to determine the other two semi-finalists. The top two teams, Mohun Bagan Super Giant and FC Goa, have automatically qualified for the semi-finals. Today's match between Northeast United FC and Jamshedpur FC is the first ever playoffs between the two sides in the ISL history. Jamshedpur FC head coach Khalid Jameel expressed his pleasure as Shillong is hosting the ISL playoffs and there is a lot of love for football in Meghalaya. He also said that the stadium and ground is fantastic and the ground support is amazing. Meanwhile, in the I-League's Northeast Derby clash between Shillong Rajong FC and Aizawl FC, the match ended in a draw with an 8-goal thriller at the SSA Stadium in Shillong yesterday. Both teams scored 4 goals each and the draw pushed Shillong Rajong to 6th in the table with 27 points from 21 games and Aizawl FC moved to 10th with 20 points from 21 matches. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.